Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media, and today we're going to look very closely at why our intelligence agencies in America are feeding us propaganda again. Look, I am just beside myself. First, we have from the Office of Director of National Intelligence, that would be Richard Grenell. I know he's just there temporarily, but still, that department released a press release that said, the intelligence community concurs with the widespread scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made or genetically modified. Why are we listening to scientific consensus? Can't they do better than that? Can't our intelligence agencies do better than that and actually use real science? And then it reads, the IC will continue to rigorously examine emerging information and intelligence to determine whether the outbreak began through contact with infected animals or if it was a result of an accident at a laboratory in Wuhan. I'm telling you, 17 intelligence agencies, people, if you don't live in the United States, let me tell you something. The last group of people you ever want to listen to are the intelligence agencies of the United States. And I'm going to give you some examples of things that they have told us in the past. They told us that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. They said that Putin meddled in the 2016 elections. Russia was behind the DNC hacking and their gas attacks in Syria. Now we have this Fox News propagandist. His name is John Roberts. Now, don't confuse him with the scumbag that sits on the Supreme Court. This is another scumbag. He's a propagandist. He sits out there in the audience and he asks Trump stupid questions, and then he writes and tweets even stupider things like this. Here's what he says, Thomas. A senior intelligence source tells me that there is an agreement among most of the 17 intelligence agencies that COVID-19 originated in the Wuhan lab. The source stressed that the release is believed to be a mistake and was not intentional. What is going on with these people? Why is it that they have to continue to lie to us when we full well know where that coronavirus came from? It came right there from the Queen. So why are they feeding this crock of you-know-what to the American people, Thomas?
So that the Office of Director of National Intelligence, for national security purposes, can secure the hopes of giving a fine, basically, to China for the lies and for the inability for the World Health Organization or our agencies to get into China to examine any of these things. First off, the only truth in all of this is that China has not cooperated. China killed the doctor who actually developed this virus, Shi Zhenli. They killed the people in Shanghai who initially decoded the genome. And they basically have killed a lot of the people in that laboratory, or else they died of coronavirus.
But why do you have Five Eyes coming out trying to give an excuse of what happened? You got Richard Grenell coming out, the ODNI, trying to do it. You've got the propaganda media trying to do it. And now you just told me that Pompeo's coming out. And you know what? None of them are on the same talking points.
No. So it's very complicated. I'll give you an example. When Macron of France said he was going to charge Silicon Valley cardboard cutout taxes in his country, what happened? Trump immediately said, then we're going to tax all of your best wines and we're going to put a tariff on them. And then Macron said, no, we're not going to tax. Why? Because Trump is getting ready to put the hammer down on Silicon Valley. And he can't let other countries just
pilfer. I have seen no hammers come down on that Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey. They are running rampant, knocking people off of their site right and left, censoring. You tell me where any hammer has been dropped on these people.
Well, if it wouldn't have been for coronavirus, it would have been dropped. But it wasn't because coronavirus had to play out. That was their last mother of all bombs, bunker busting bomb. It's the last thing they had. So let me go back. Trump said to the world, no, you're not going to France. You're not going to tax them. I'm going to tax them. Has he taxed them? No. There's very good reasons for that. I'm not going to go into, but it's the exact same thing. The rest of the world wants to bring lawsuits against China for hundreds of billions of dollars. Numerous countries have already said that they're doing that. China, of course, has laughed about that and said that they're going to bring lawsuits against other countries, including us. Well, here's what really happened. When Britain needed to make sure that people didn't read the truth that they're getting from the Cat Report, which is that the Purbright Institute created this, and it was disseminated through the Murrell Animal Health Institute in China, and it's not the first time, they had to distract. They had to put up a distractor factor, and that was Australia, one of our five eyes. And what did they say? Oh, we have a leak. And what was the leak? The leak was a big fat lie. So then the DNI had to come out and state another big fat lie to tell everybody, back off, you're not going to sue China for this. They're ours. We're taking them down.
Well, that's not exactly how it's written.
Nope.
So one would have to read between some pretty tight lines to come out with that.
In between the two paragraphs of Richard Grenell's ODI, Office of Director of National Intelligence, statement, it clearly states that the ODI is not going to waver from what the consensus of the medical professions in the federal government agree, which is nothing more than what Fauci's Tony Fauci says. Period. Period.
Scientific
period.
Consensus.
They're not asking anybody
that,
else.
That Scarf Lady and Mingala Fucky, because these two people are running American economy into the ground with their nonsense. But worse is that we're listening to them.
Australia is one of the five eyes, and they had to release that so that it would be pressured, so that then America would make a statement. So America made a statement. And what was the statement? Richard Grenell said completely two different things. Two different paragraphs might as well have been written by two different people. The first one says he has that, of course, they believe the consensus, 100% consensus of the entire medical components of the federal government, completely lies. They've told us nothing but lies. So he had to say that he isn't going to go to a war with them because he's in a war right now even to maintain that position. So he said, what? Yeah, I believe in the consensus of what all these people say. And not only that, they all say it's not man-made. And not only that, they all say that it wasn't released from Wuhan, even though they didn't actually go there to find out. They have no data, no information, no nothing. And yet, there's a 100% consensus. Just as you said, Betsy, anytime the 17 intelligence community, the 17 components of it agree on anything, it's a lie.
Okay, so but then you've got John Roberts, who is a mouthpiece for the globalists at Fox News, and he takes it further and says that, oh, the 17 intelligence agencies, yep, they're all in agreement. And he knows this because he has a senior intelligence secret source.
Well, John Roberts is saying something strange. The ODI message at the second paragraph clearly states that they are not stopping. They're going to look at all information and continue their research to see if it was man-made or came from the Wuhan lab. Okay? So he says in the front the Office of Director of National Intelligence, which controls all 17 intelligence agencies, says they go with the consensus, but they don't trust the consensus and they're going to continue to study. That is after Five Eyes released, by the way, because of the leak, then they're not Five Eyes. They have no more security. They're out. So
they
Australia poke
listen,
that eye out.
Five Eyes has no security because they've allowed the Chinese to come into their hardware, so they're spying on everybody. So the Brits used Five Eyes all along to spy on all of us, including America, and now the Chinese are using the equipment that they're using to spy on them.
Remember Dr. Q from Canada, the Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth, in other words, the Queen and Purbright, gave every single weaponized bioweapon that Canadian National Microbiology Institute had. And this is all well known. And the whole spy transfer of information to Wuhan, that was fake. Why? Because Wuhan's a P4 laboratory. And because of Bill and Melinda Gates money, because of the National Institute of Health money, because of all the money pouring in there, it is completely open. They are 100% complicit worldwide, all P4s. And just look for the Queen's kinetic. They're the ones who control that.
And Serco, because, you know, Serco's still around.
So these P4 labs, these bioweapon labs, are all bad. Every single one of them. The 200 of them in America, and they'll lie and tell you there's none. This is a lie. The ones in England, we've already pointed out that Perbright is still there doing their thing, but that Kinetic is still there in England doing it. But then they moved the operation for the spread of disease to China. Why would Muriel be in China? Well, here's why. Because every domestic animal is being given vaccines. Okay? Why? Because the vaccines are in Muriel. It's food, and they are the number one producers of vaccines for animals, all animals, and food for all animals, which have vaccines and other poisons in them. That is why, go test any dadgum animal. If they're eating something from a Muriel, then they have the coronavirus because they're already being given vaccines that have coronavirus in it. I mean, coronavirus has gone back a long ways. Now let's go back. So let me recap. Australia comes out with a leak stating that it's all China. The ODI, America, comes out and says, oh no, it's not. They didn't man-make this. It didn't get released from Wuhan. We're still investigating it.
Now hold it. Wait.
No, no. Then John Roberts comes out and says he's got a leak that says that release was the lie. And then we have President Trump, who's already seen the evidence, who says point blank, it absolutely came from the Wuhan laboratory. Okay? Now we have Pompeo, the day after all of this nonsense, comes out and the reporter asks, do you believe what was in the ODI,
Richard Grenell's report?
ODI report, Grenell's report. And he says, yes, I completely concur. Then they say, but do you believe that it was man-made and created in the Wuhan laboratory like Trump? He says, yes, it absolutely was. Those are opposite things.
Okay.
Opposite.
Yeah,
so,
but Five Eyes originally, now see, they don't want us looking at Britain because Five Eyes is Britain. So they don't want us to look at Perbright and the Queen for ground zero of this thing. And I'm sorry, but I'm not so sure about Pompeo.
He works directly for Trump. And he does what Trump says. And Trump said that he saw the friggin' evidence. So now the rest of the world comes out and tries to prove Trump a liar, including the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. But they write a paragraph still saying, oh, but we're still looking into it. So Pompeo came out and he said he agreed with both Trump and the complete opposite opinion of Richard Grenell's Office of Director of National Intelligence. Why? Because the Queen, through Australia, who created the whole thing, tried to use Australia leak through Five Eyes to say that it was China. And then that means everybody gets to sue them. Because remember, Britain, everybody's screaming in Britain, they want hundreds of billions of dollars. Not only that,
oh,
the
no.
damages are going to go
oh,
for
no.
2 years
we
in Britain.
We demand reparations from the British monarch, as well as the Pilgrim Society and the Privy Council. Do you know the financial damage they have done to the American economy? And I know for those of you who are listening in other countries, that woman has also done damage to your economy. And you shouldn't be waiting around for America's 17 intelligence agencies to get their friggin' act together. You get your act together and you go and you sue China. And then when you're finished, go over there and sue her. What you want to do is you want to seize the British offshore accounts, you want to sanction them financially, and you want to hold an international court, and you want to put Queen Lizard and her ass-wiping privy entourage on trial for crimes against humanity, and I mean it. I'm so tired of this. I am tired of living my whole life fighting wars for the British Imperial Empire. I watched, when I was a little girl, John F. Kennedy being shot, and now we find out it tracks back to the Queen. And then I watched war after war after war after listening to my grandparents tell me about the wars they fought in. Here I am finding out that all of this is a British operation. It is the Rothschilds, the Pilgrim Society, the Pilgrims, the Privy Council. These are the people that are trying to take over the world and throw us into this tyrannical digital world.
And this is the problem with the Brits in this particular last-ditch attempt to take down Trump to stop their United Nations globalism. Now, let's look at what happened with them. They basically ignored the COVID-19. 100% ignored it, said they didn't have any. They were the last nation to say they had any. And then when they said they had it, they said they had thousands of cases. In other words, they full well knew they had it. And then the monarchy said they got it. Oh, but then they got healed in less than 14 days and come out and tell you some nonsense about why. And then what happens? Now, oh yeah, everybody's got it in Britain. And they're talking about a 2-year lockdown. Why?
Oh, why is because they need to lock down their people because the Queen's been outed. That's what's really going on.
And the Queen needs money. They need Brexit. So they're going to attempt to go after trillions of dollars from China, be satisfied with some hundreds of billions to get them over Brexit. It's always been about Brexit. It's always been about economics. This new release was planned. We told you exactly who did it, how it happened, when it happened. And so on and so forth. And the proof of it is not in Richard Grenell's ODNI report. Heck no. It is in all the people who got and still are getting and doing the examination of the genome sequencing of the DNA of COVID-19. Now, when you go back to the original one that was decoded in Shanghai, that entire laboratory of people are dead. But they pushed the button and they sent it out to the whole world right before the Chinese government came in and wiped out their laboratory and killed them all. Same thing with the Wuhan laboratory. They won't let anybody go there because they're going to say, where's Dr. Xi? Oh, she's dead. Where are all her assistants? Oh, they're dead. And then they're going to say, well, but wait a second. You mean the person who since 2000 has been writing reports that she has been proudly crossbreeding bat viruses, dormant bat viruses, not through zoonosis. Now, let's get this straight. I keep repeating this. You can get a disease from a bat if you're handling bats. That's true. It's not going to kill you, and it's not going to kill other humans because you give it to them. Not possible. That's called zoonotic transmission. This isn't a zoonotic transmission. This is a retrovirus. Now, why do I say this? Because I have looked now at probably 50 current research projects that have taken and decoded the genome of the even the mutated coronavirus 19, but also then supposedly person one, the person in the Wuhan laboratory that they said contracted it, and that's who they sent the virus sample to Shanghai to have it decoded. Those people are all dead. Now, the new one, as it goes from country to country as a pandemic, it changes and it mutates, and so other people have done research. I've read this research. In every single case, the number one marker is furin enzyme, F-U-R-I-N, and that is the trick. And I never said that animals don't have cell walls. I was talking about human cell walls, and good to know that every single cell, according to the person who wrote to us, has a human cell has a cell wall. I don't care about that. I care about the cell walls that do exist and the fact that they are being attacked by furin enzyme. It is genetically modified. Every single study.
No. Richard Grenell said right there in his report, it is not genetically modified and it is not man-made. So what is it? Are they lying to us?
Okay. Let's just point this out.
I'm sorry I'm so worked up about it, but these 17 intelligence agencies are the ones that always get us in trouble.
The National Institute of Health has not decoded the genome, now have they? The Center for Disease Control has not done one single study on the genome of coronavirus, because they will show coronavirus, COVID-19, is man-made and that it is absolutely compounded from previous ones. Now, the markers on them, the DNA, many, many markers, 3 markers from HIV, a marker from Ebola, a marker from all kinds of things. This is a man-made virus. Anyone who says otherwise has not looked at not one single report. I find not one single report that says otherwise than what I'm telling you. So, let's remember that all the P4 labs in the world, now dig this, is unbelievable, and this is why it's such nonsense. Tony Fauci knows all of this. He knows that the Chinese bought out every major American university, especially to do with health, vaccines, or depopulation. He is behind it. He receives personal money from the Clinton Foundation, from Bill Gates, who is now the leader of this movement, with George Soros, of course, being highly vested in pharmaceutical companies. But the point is, there's all these people involved. Fauci knows it all. The Chinese are not our enemy. We give them this stuff to mess around with. And it's a lie that we play like they're our enemy and that we're creating a bioweapon for who? Who more than the Chinese are our enemy? If we are creating bioweapons, and we are, under the auspices of immunizations and vaccines, and that's how they get around the law here in America, who are we creating that bioweapon for? To supposedly create a vaccine for a virus? To combat an attack of a bioweapon? There is no such thing as a vaccine for a virus that works. Never been such a thing. Viruses create diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and practically every other disease you know. Why? Because they give enteroviruses into a child when they have a weak immune system, and that creates illnesses in adults. The Chinese know this. You don't think the Chinese are... Check into it. Do you think the Chinese are giving the same stupid vaccines we give? No.
No, but Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party, these people are so stupid, they don't even know they're being played by the Brits. I mean, really, do they have an intelligence network? Do they understand that the Brits are doing this to them? That why aren't they speaking up?
Because this is the reason. And it's hard to understand, but if you think it through, you'll see that it's simply logical. They're trying to be capitalists. They've never had a capitalist stage of growth. They can't be capitalists. So when they try to mimic the Western world, when it doesn't work, they simply kill the people who get in the way. Well, capitalism is about making people who are creative, who make a lot of money, who own industry. China kills those people. So President Xi is stupid. Why is he stupid? Because he believes that the communist totalitarian theory is correct. It can never be correct. You will never take the free I am of a human being and control it through communism. It just never will happen.
It always fails. So let's get back to the Brits. And then I want to look at these intelligence agencies in relationship to what they have put Michael Flynn through.
Okay, well, first off, that they're making a big deal out of this new release material is absolutely absurd. We already had all of those things before. This is just a reconfirmation of it. So finally, they're going to actually believe what the FBI said. The FBI said that Peter Strzok and Pienka rewrote the 302s and they were lies, and that the FBI didn't accept those 302s. Now that's the revelations that are coming out now is more confirmation of that. How come Kevin Kleinsmith isn't in jail? How come the people...
How about Sally Moyer? That's agent number two, you know. Both of them.
Why aren't all of the FBI agents involved with the false FISAs in jail?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Why are we still talking about it?
If it was you or I, and we committed a crime of such gravity, we'd go to jail first. There wouldn't be a long investigation of Michael Horowitz the last years that doesn't actually put anybody in jail like Andrew McCabe, who was found guilty of a dozen crimes, and yet Michael Horowitz recommended not to prosecute. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with here. So Michael Flynn was set up and targeted because he wanted to end corporate intelligence in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. All those things... All those people, 850,000 people have top secret security clearances in America. Over 65% of them are corporate.
But then how come we can't get any intelligence out of our intelligence agencies? Why do we continue to get lies and propaganda from them?
Because they serve the globalists, period.
And we, taxpayers, are paying for this.
The senior executive service heads of all 56 federal agencies are part of an organization that serves the status quo. That status quo is Crown Agents, CERCO, and basically making sure the Brits get their piece of the pie before anybody else gets anything. And then always obfuscating it, always conflating it with Canadian and Australian Five Eyes connections, always stating that, of course, anything they state is true. So we bombed Syria based upon false intelligence from Britain. It wasn't even military intelligence. So they cover themselves so well that CERCO owns most of our data manufacturing corporations here in America that serve the military. They control it. They control the propaganda. They control the intelligence. The 17 intelligence agencies couldn't figure out anything. They all work separate and independent.
Well, that's why we even started in the first place, because we saw what a lying bunch of people they are, and that they really do not have America at heart here. They're not there to protect America. They are there to serve Britain. And so when Trump came into his position, we were appalled. Who was going to give him the real intelligence of what's going on in the world?
Clapper conducted two official investigations. The FBI conducted multiple investigations. The CIA not only conducted their black ops operations against Trump at the same time they were trying to gather information, they couldn't gather a single defamatory thing about Trump. Isn't that amazing? That's how stupid they are. Trump has some things in his past. I'm not going to say what they are. They never, ever even surface those because they're idiots. They're 100% idiots. They do what they're told. They do. Okay, where is Dr. Fauci's information on the decoding of the genome? And yet he's the expert in telling us that we have to end our life as we know it and go with Bill Gates' plan of universal vaccination and basically control of everyone in the whole on the whole globe so that vaccinations become the controlling factor. That's what they're preaching, folks, but without ever showing you that they even took the slightest effort to decode the genome so that they could find out if it was man-made. So when Grinnell says he agrees with the medical community, no one in that medical community has even looked at the coronavirus 19. They have not even looked at its effects, how to treat it. Their protocols are all wrong. They're still using the World Health Organization's protocols, which say go straight to ventilators to kill people.
Okay, so Michael Flynn was there trying to bust up private corporate intelligence, and what happened?
We told you, his son was following us. His son was the one feeding Trump through Before It's News. The very intelligence information that we were providing, which just coincidentally, say whatever you want. We don't need to be, that special letter in the alphabet.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. But here's the deal. Just follow what we say and look at the dates and follow what Trump does and says later. Okay. Even Remdesivir. 3 weeks it took for us to keep saying it, and then he brought it out in public to shame Tony Fauci, to say Remdesivir healed China, Remdesivir healed South Korea, Remdesivir is healing all over the world, everybody's using it, but you tell us that you've never studied it in the 30 years its existence, and that you studied it once in an out-of-country investigation on Ebola and Margraves and found that it gave people headaches, so therefore you threw it out and never allowed another study. So recently when Trump confronted you and they then lambasted Trump for mentioning Remdesivir, you said, little Fauci's Fauci, that you're going to conduct a study. I looked at your study. That was the worst study ever conducted in human history. And out of that study, in a matter of weeks, you stated that it was ineffective. Oh, wait, how about the hundreds of other studies that poured in then to the Food and Drug Administration from all the other countries, which we pointed out, and then the FDA has now approved Remdesivir. So if you get it, if they say you have coronavirus, whether you have it or not, it doesn't matter.
What crimes has Fauci committed?
Well, wait a second. Crimes against humanity.
Well, are we going to try him?
But ask for Remdesivir under compassionate use, and they have to give it to you. All they have to do is report to the CDC the statistics. Now, mind you, here's the CDC controlling one of 29 different virion drugs that can heal viruses. Now, you'll have everyone in the medical community in America that is part of the federal government and the globalists tell you that you can't heal a virus, you can't even treat a virus. This is all lies. They'll tell you that vaccines heal viruses. That's a big friggin' lie. There is absolutely no proof whatsoever. The statistics are just like the fact that the CDC just readjusted their figures, folks. 65,000 deaths from coronavirus overnight dropped to 37,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the chart they give, you will see low numbers for flu, the lowest numbers in the last, certainly in decades, let's put it that way. The lowest number of flus in decades and the highest number of combined illnesses, including pneumonia, that also supposedly had coronavirus 19 in it, which means it was a complicated cocktail that somehow had coronavirus in it. But we know that they're already giving us coronavirus in the shots. Everybody probably has coronavirus if they're tested 3 times in a row and with the proper test. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the numbers that were adjusted to 37,000 probably need to go down to a couple thousand. Now, the deaths in China, we are not adding those deaths anymore. The World Health Organization, everybody else, America and everyone else said, we're not believing what they say. You want to know why? Because they have inoculated over 2,000 Uyghur Muslims with the most deadly form of the coronavirus that they had, and they're trying to kill all of them. Those people who think the Michael Flynn deal is a big deal haven't been listening to his court case. The judge in the court case has basically been completely insane.
That would be Emmett Sullivan?
Yes. Prejudice?
Globalist?
He allowed the foreperson to be a anti-Trumper, against Trump, 100%, vehemently, actually runs her own site against Trump. That was the foreman.
No, that was, you're talking on that one, that's Roger Stone. And that witch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Amy Berman Jackson. What a scary, scary woman she is. But Emmett Sullivan, he's just sitting at the bench. He doesn't have a clue what to do. All this stuff is passing his desk. He's trying to protect the swamp. And he's looking and saying, I don't see how I can protect him.
That's right. It's the 17,000 documents that have 17,800 documents that were kept away from Flynn as an agreement between Covington
Law? It's Eric
Covington Burling law firm basically got all the evidence Flynn, kept it from Flynn, kept it from the court, and made an agreement with the Department of Justice not to bring forth exculpatory evidence because they made a plea deal to have the DOJ not go after Mueller, actually, and the DOJ go after his son, who was a follower of ours and was feeding Trump all this information. They had to get the intelligence source out of the White House.
Yeah.
And the intelligence source was Michael Flynn and his son.
And I was saying that it's Eric Holder's law firm. And when you look, did you see that chart I put?
Yeah.
Of all the people in that law firm, how many of them have also worked at the DOJ? This is just when their team doesn't win the election, they all flip over and become one in this law firm. And when the Democrats are back in, they just put them all back in the Department of Justice.
OFA, Obama's OFA, has been ran by Eric Holder from day one. They took money illegally, George Soros funds, tens of millions of dollars, moved it over, and changed one word in OFA and then made it the new foundation to try to fool people. And then they have 30,000 people on the street using basically the kind of Marxism that Obama has been taught and also Big Mike is a part of. And that type of action was led by Eric Holder, the only attorney general ever to basically give the finger to the Capitol Hill when they said, you're in contempt of the Senate and the House over Fast and Furious. And what did he do? Nothing. 7 years ran out. The same weapons are still being used to kill masses amounts of people on the border. That's Eric Holder. Now, why do they have to get General Flynn? Are they going to get General Flynn? It's just like Roger Stone. Those two judges simply are playing the role of the swamp, and that's all they do. And so when Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn's lawyer, brought again and again and again, dozens of times, evidence that showed how bad this case was, the lawyer in that case did nothing. Same thing with Roger Stone. Amy Berman Jackson is the worst, one of the worst. She's not as bad as Jesse Liu, because Jesse Liu allowed Andrew McCabe to get off, allowed
That woman is the worst. And then she goes and blames Roger Stone for social media that's occurring without his involvement.
It's just like the governor of Michigan thinks she has the right to tell people they can't convene. Well, of course you can convene, and you can have mobs. You cannot stop rightful protests in America. As a matter of fact, they're made there. They were made and created to go after people like you, Governor
Whitmer.
But
it's very tricky because if you're a business and you want to open up, you probably in some way have a license. You hold a license with the state of Michigan. And if you just open your doors, they'll take that license away. You know, people, there are businesses that are suing. We are so fed up with this Gestapo Gretchen here in Michigan. We don't even know where she came from, really. We'll have to do a little background on that. We had another candidate, Bill Schuette. He was the favored candidate. And then all of a sudden, this woman just comes out of the blue. Well, turns out she's a George Soros sleeper, and she was there to do her part for coronavirus. Because you see, with the Michigan economy down, and she intends on locking us down through May 28th, that puts a kink in the supply chain all throughout America through the automotives, because we have a lot of first tiers, second tiers here in Michigan that are supplying. And so it shuts down commerce. So I would say we have a real grounds here to bust up her operations because of how it affects interstate commerce.
Crossfire Hurricane was created by John Brennan to go after Trump. First person that was part of that was General Flynn. They had already been investigating him for years. They'd already been investigating for 4 years Manafort and Gates. So they already had investigations going on. So when Crossfire Hurricane came, it was Peter Strzok who was able to go all the way from the CIA to the FBI to the DOJ to Robert Mueller, fake special counsel witch hunt. And even he was there. He was the one interviewing Flynn. He was the one who was leading the whole thing. He rewrote, though he's not a lawyer, he rewrote James Comey's statement about midterm exam, Hillary Clinton's server security violations. He was there throughout the whole thing. This is what's going on. His dad was a spy. They're both Iranian spies. They are both up to their eyeballs in illegal atomic energy falsehoods, lies, and they basically are overbuilding the nuclear facilities in Iran, and have been. There's three levels of Strzok, and they go all the way back to the beginning in Iran when we put the Shah of Iran on the peacock throne. So anyway, Strzok is a perfect example of what is really happening. Michael Flynn, who he didn't register with FARA because he was giving advice to Erdogan in Turkey. That's his big crime. He went and received, he spoke on one of the Russian stations. Well, Russia's not our enemy. So Russia, China has stations. Everybody's got stations in America.
You know, the telltale sign is that picture of him standing with Richard Dearlove. That tells me right there. Richard Dearlove is with the Privy Council. He's the one, along with Jeffrey Patty and Arvinder Sambhai, that were running this whole operation.
It was that picture that led me to investigate these intelligence groups in Cambridge that were being led. They came out of Halyok, and they are all ex-MI5, MI6 British, and they were basically setting up Cambridge Intelligence Services and all these fake services through Arvinder Sambhai, which was a setup to bring General Flynn, Papadopoulos, Sam Clovis, and many others into this circle of these fake intelligence groups that would pay them money just to come to the meeting to discuss anti-terrorism. Well, it's terrorism, folks. The coup d'etat of the British against Trump, that's terrorism. This coronavirus and the way the globalists have handled it through the World Health Organization, CDC, and the NIH, and Fauci's Fauci, this is an attack. This is a war. And when Trump is saying that there's an invisible enemy, he's not talking about coronavirus 19. He's talking about the British. He knows darn well exactly who came up with this. It's been all over Facebook because we put out the patent number on it. All you have to do is check the patent number, and then you can check the patent number for the vaccine that's already created. How about this one? The legislature started writing in early January a huge relief package for the coronavirus pandemic before it was even acknowledged, before China ever told anyone. Our U.S. Congress was writing.
No, not Congress. Congress doesn't write anything. K Street does. The lobbyists write it, and then they hand it to these elected representatives, pay them a little, and then they run the bill.
Actually, that's the way it normally runs. In this particular case, it was through the Senate Intelligence Committee. Richard Burr, Warner, they are the ones who had the secret communications about this release in China. They are the ones who made sure no one knew they should be put in jail. They want to go after Trump for not doing something. How about the Senate Intelligence Committee that knew full well exactly what was going on because they had been briefed, but Trump hadn't been briefed? Okay, this is the kind of resistance that he is fighting, and Flynn was there to fight against that resistance on the intelligence level, and what he had said was, there's going to be no more corporate intelligence. Why? Because corporate intelligence is like Five Eyes. It serves the Queen. It serves, like what happened to the Five Eyes leak in Australia. And then there's a supposed intelligence community leak here to John Roberts. And then there's another leak over here. And then there's a, and then the British have absolute proof that it's the Chinese. I mean, they're screaming that they have absolute proof. That's now, where do they get the absolute proof?
Make them show it to us. Yeah, where is it? Not. Where's the proof?
They had absolute proof.
We have a proof. We have a proof that the Queen's company, because she owns the controlling shares of Perbright, the Queen's company created this coronavirus. The Queen, she's the one responsible. And when people say, oh, the Queen is an old lady, she's a nice old lady, stop picking on her. No, I'm not. She's been ruling that place for all her lifetime. And she's the one that's created the havoc that we see in the world today. The wars that we have had to fight for England. The money we have spent, and this is what our good friends, our allies do. They turn around and try to overthrow our president, and when that doesn't work, they try to destroy the world's economy with their little invisible virus, just like Prince Philip wanted. You know, he wanted to be a little virus that would destroy the world, humanity, or whatever he said, but he said it.
Boris Johnson.
Oh.
Had his arm around George Papadopoulos when George Papadopoulos was nothing more than a name on a page for the Trump team. They gave him offices at the Cambridge Intelligence. They created entire new companies, which Papadopoulos said, oh yeah, cool, I'll be
it's
the
called
head of company.
Grooming.
Oh, they groom them.
You get these young execs and they all want to be a hot and everything, and you groom them early on.
Four hot babes, some of which we paid for. Some of, you know, I can tell you their names. I've been over this too many times for Georgie Porgy and his wife, who is in fact Joseph Mifsud's plant in the Italian security services.
Now, don't say that. He and his honey are all in love.
Yeah, no, wrong. George, you've been played, and it's really sad.
So
but
sad.
Every once in a while, George says something very cool, basically, because why? He was the subject of all of this abuse, and he's waking up and realizing that Boris Johnson didn't have his arm around him because he liked him. Boris Johnson was told to destroy Trump. Boris Johnson called Trump every name in the book in Parliament. So did Cameron. So did Tony Blair said it to all of them. Every leader in Britain cussed Trump out during the election.
You have to watch Nigel Farage even, because he was on to Trump very early on, sticking next to him. And then lately, the words that he has to say aren't so kind.
Nigel Farage says that he has 100% proof that the Chinese created this and released it on purpose, and now they're going to sue them for billions of dollars. Why? Because they're not going to get a Brexit deal, because the British are in bed with the Chinese through Huawei, through Vodafone, through the 5G dissemination, through the Perbright Institution, the continuous, every 2 years, dissemination of a new virus that's supposed to become a pandemic. That is British. It is British.
And to our friends and patriots in Britain, again, we are not picking on you, but we have to get rid of your swamp. We've got to clean your swamp if we want to clean up the whole world. And in doing so, folks, we're going to be able to help you be free again and live in the freedom that you too deserve.
I mean, we have the ODNI basically stating they believe these pathetic British reports. It came out of Britain that it came from the wet market. There are no bats in the wet market. A wet market is a fish market. There are no bats in the wet, never have been. Here's the way the story supposedly went.
Oh, I don't want to hear that story.
Person zero in the Wuhan lab went to the wet market and somehow passed it on there. Not that it came from bats in the wet market. That was the original story out of Britain. So it's completely insanity now. You're not going to get a true story about coronavirus, not now, not ever, and just plan on seeing many, 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 many more disinformation stories about that.
Well, when you back up and look at this, you really see that Trump is not stepped into his presidency yet, because what he's been doing is, since the day that he was there with that scumbag John Roberts at the Supreme Court, where they were giving the oath of office, Trump thought he was taking the oath of office, but John Roberts full well knew that there was a coup going on. In fact, wasn't it in the New York Times just the day after that the impeachment was going to begin, or was it in a tweet? It's a prominent one, that the impeachment had begun. He hadn't even left the inauguration stage when that was said. So for the last 3 years, we have watched him fight the invisible enemy. And Thomas, I think you have beautifully framed what we need to do as Americans.
Well, first off, the proof that John Roberts knew is Susan Rice's memo to self, which said that Obama, Biden, her, Sally Yates, and others, and that's the part people always forget, and I told you who the others were because early on we knew who they were. It was John Podesta and other members of the DNC, as well as James Comey, who was said in that meeting and in meetings before that he was happy to do whatever it took. Excuse me. The meeting that Susan Rice demarcates through her memo had been happening since the beginning of Crossfire Hurricane. And in the beginning, which was in December of 2015, there are notes where Comey is in the White House with the same people, basically, except for Sally Yates, saying, I will write an op-ed for the New York Times that will defame Trump. And then they said no. He said, then I'll do an FBI investigation of him and his dad.
I mean, is that just complete idiocy? You're the head of the FBI, and you're going to go write an opinion piece in the New York Times against the president.
Now,
oh, my gosh.
John Roberts, who's supposed to be, you know, protecting our Constitution, he's read all of these things. They've been in the newspaper. There's no way that these people can act like they don't know what was public knowledge for months and months and months in the newspaper.
And then
I love it when they deny they don't know that.
Oh, and then when John Roberts, during the sham impeachment, gets a question with the name Chiamarella. And he says, oh, I can't say that name because that's the whistleblower. Oh, please.
Oh, but the whistleblower is supposed to be protected. John Roberts wasn't part of that case. So how did he know?
Yeah.
Well, they told him.
And his wife is actually a recruiter for the senior executive service. So these people are not good. And we've already seen him in Malta taking the cash and everything. Total slime. But tell us about the way forward.
10,000 senior executive service members. About 9,500 of them are either strong, professing, liberal, far-left demon rats, or they were appointed by Obama. So in other words, the senior executive service, which is basically the military group that runs all the federal government, is completely, still to this very moment, sworn allegiance to Obama and who gives them their orders. They have a union. That union has nothing to do with our three branches of government. They run our government. It's called the shadow government. So Obama knew this. He was handing it over to Hillary. And Hillary had, oh, I forget how many it was, I think 13 or 17 executive orders that had been bundled to give her absolute martial law authority from day one without for not even having to tell you why. There was literally an executive order that says there can be a secret thing that happens that all the other executive orders are bundled together so she can take your money out of your bank account. She can take your food out of your house. She can do anything she wanted. That was the plan. And she was to become a vassal of the queen. Or I say she was going to try to contend
with the queen. Oh, she was going to try to trick the queen and try to take the encryption keys and be the queen of the world.
Absolutely. And let's remember that Hillary, Uranium One, that was taking the uranium away from the queen and making sure that it stayed with the Russians. And then, of course, Robert Mueller delivered the yellow cake uranium, which was the sample of our uranium that had been purified in our own enrichment facility in Oak Ridge. And then Mueller delivered it illegally to Putin himself on the tarmac. That's who Robert Mueller is, okay? That's the kind of things we've been facing. So that's what General Flynn knew. Of course, we know it. These other people who, well, they were following us also. So if they didn't know it before, they knew it afterwards. These criminals are very well known by anybody who investigates, okay? So General Flynn is, they think it's going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. No, they don't really care. They're willing to drop that case because they're pretty certain at this point that Trump will give him a pardon. Why? Because it's absolutely insane. He didn't do anything. Did Roger Stone do anything? Roger Stone did a lot of things. He lied a lot. So don't expect necessarily a pardon to come that direction, even though the lawyers involved were equally as bad. But they have to prosecute anyone who was part of the Trump team. For instance, Michael Cohen, the lawyer who turned on Trump, the other day, they were going to release him, not even letting him serve his time because of coronavirus. And then what happened? There was an outcry, and then he's still in jail. Okay, so Paul Manafort's still in solitary confinement, so he can't tell anybody the truth.
Michael Avenatti got out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, this was just an excuse to let some of their low-level criminals out.
James Wolf, 2 weeks in jail for the largest security breach out of the Senate Intelligence Committee in history. What was it? 2 weeks, two months, something like that.
This is what I'm getting sick and tired of. We've been sitting here at this microphone for over 3 years. We have pointed to the criminals. We have shown you the evidence. And people like Richard Grenell, they're still not doing anything. They're still pushing out this propaganda to us about the 17 intelligence agencies and what they know.
Yeah, the Department of Justice isn't doing their job because it's
there's always an excuse for the Department of Justice. Always. Right now, Bill Barr is saying John Durham is doing it. John Durham can't say anything because he's sequestered with all of his attorneys. They're doing stuff. We have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, and everybody's bragging.
And then what about Bruce and Nellie Orr? How come they're not locked up?
They're all bragging that this Department of Justice lawyer appointed by Barr, oh, he did such a great job to reveal the inequities of the lawsuit against Michael Flynn. An idiot reading the newspaper could get Michael Flynn off without ever looking at a single speck of any evidence whatsoever because of the travesty of justice that is being shown here. So I'm afraid I have no faith whatsoever in the Department of Justice at this point. When I start to see something, maybe I will. But at this point...
Okay, but let's get to the solution.
The solution is to get a proper attorney general.
No,
who
that's not the solution.
Sue
the
people.
The solution is to make sure that people know. I need that smart Patrick Philbin. Where is he? I want a constitutional amendment written or something to make right on what has been going on. The president has not been able to start his first term. He has been in a war against these people since he stood up there and took his oath. And I want these people to be in jail. I want it to be resolved. Then I want to start over again. Trump may not want to have 8 years. I got that. But we need to write something as like an amendment in our Constitution that says if one party does not turn over power in a peaceful way, then the other team doesn't start the clock.
Well, it's a fact. Trump took the inauguration on under fraud because John Roberts conducted that inauguration under fraud. And there was an impeachment action already going against Trump, even against Trump-elect, before he even took his inauguration. And John Roberts is fully aware of it because he condoned it. Obama, of course, is the worst president in human history. That's not even his name. And Big Mike is a guy. And those aren't his children. And yet we have been defrauded the entire time. So first off, Obama wasn't a duly elected president. Second off, Trump.
Because remember, John Roberts did not disclose the problem with the birth certificates.
Correct. And even though the birth certificates were proven 100% to be a fake, John Roberts
never did diddly squat.
He did nothing except support the globalist opinion.
Yes.
So what is going on here? This is that Trump has not actually been inaugurated. It is a fraud because the previous administration, which was fraudulent, has a resistance going, an open resistance that continues to this day, so that anyone who was a stayover for Obama is part of this resistance in most cases because you can see it. We don't have to ask them. We can see by their actions. And these people do not go to jail. Now, that is disturbing. So what we have to consider this now, whether we like it or not, this is a domestic overthrow of the executive. And it was done by Barack Obama. He's still in power. He is still controlling things like the U.S. Digital Service. He controls basically social media through the same exact...
You still got Valerie Jarrett in Washington sitting there in the bunker running things.
Totally. U.S. government money paid for Hillary Clinton's manipulation of Facebook and Google, and it's still going on to this very day. Matter of fact, they've amped it up by billions and billions of dollars. So there is a massive, concerted conspiracy to this moment. It has never stopped since the moment that
Well, he came down the elevator, really.
Well, even before that.
Yes, I would say before that.
Before he declared, they already had an opposition research folder in the DNC's file. I have read it. They couldn't find anything on Trump, but they did fear that he could be that candidate that had been predicted that could come forward with populism and overthrow the direction of socialism in this country. So they feared him from the beginning, and they set up their opposition plan in December of 2015, actually December 14th. We know exactly because we know who was in the meeting. We know what they said. We know what Comey did. And then we pointed out the 28 treasonous crimes of Comey before Brennan got involved. Then Brennan and the Crossfire Hurricane is an infinite amount of treasonous activities by literally not that many people. If we put, let's just say that every single guilty person who knew this, it wouldn't take more than 100 people. 100 people could have controlled this entire conspiracy. And seeing that the majority of them work for a union, the Senior Executive Service, who has secret orders, and they all consider themselves generals and the heads of their agencies, even whether they came up through civil service, which most of them didn't, whether they know anything about the agency they're running, which they don't, they simply take orders. That's what we're facing. So Trump's first term was nothing more than a war, many battles to try to get control of the White House. And at this point, it still isn't under control, and the resistance still goes on, and the coronavirus is absolute proof of that. So what will happen? Let's keep Trump in the White House, because he will be reelected, until the time comes that he can say the Senior Executive Service no longer exists, the British have no more contracts with America, Five Eyes has been completely ended, and that Trump follows through on the agenda that he set out. Because he would have finished it in 4 years had it not been for the resistance. So imagine what would happen with 8 more years of Trump and MAGA doctrine helping America take back the U.S. Constitution and reclaim our republic. That is what should happen.